you can, now where the west windmill is, it's a level country.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just see as far as you want to look. But the northwest windmill, you had to get up on the windmill to see out. And if you wanted to see where a bunch of cattle was or horses or something like that, if you climb up on the windmill tower, why, you could
see.
Just climb up. Just, all these cross pieces, you know.
Uh-huh.
We can climb like squirrels.
Did you do that often?
Oh, anytime we wanted to look for cattle and was up in that part of the country.
You climb the windmill.
Uh-huh, climb the windmill and stand up there. You want to be sure and shut it off.
Oh, yeah.
First, so
the wind
would change and whip that around and knock you off.
Mm-hmm. What did you call it in church when you got down on your knees? Or was that common? Yeah.
No, not too common. I don't remember if ever getting down on my knees in church, but I remember when they built the schoolhouse out here, when they called it 65, they had a revival meeting out there, and they all went to the mourners' bench, what they called it. That was the first time I'd ever seen that, too. When, as we were growing up, Mother and Dad were both religious, and they believed in the Almighty and things like that, but they just taught us what they thought was right and wrong, and a belief in God.
What did these people do when they went to the mourners' bench?
Well, they'd get down there and pray and carry on.
Get on their hands and knees?
No, more just on their knees and lay their head over on their arms.
I went to one of those when I was a little boy. Well, I wasn't so little, I guess I was about 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little dog. A bunch of us kids went over there, and a little dog came along, and the preacher chased us out. But they were just beginning to warm
up.
We just wanted to see the show.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a show to me, and it was something that I didn't even, I didn't approve of the way they was carrying on in the name of religion.
It was a rather strange sensation.
It is now. It just was, and I wasn't, I didn't know too much about such things. We had been taught a belief in God,
mm-hmm.
things like that. But that was all new to us in the name of religion. We just didn't know anything about it.
Oh, you said that you used to put quilts behind the stove. What did you do then?
You say when?
No, what did you put them, what did you do after you put the quilts down there?
Just lay down like you would on the divan, take you a pillow back there and lay down, cover up. If it was in the winter time, well, you just never lay down behind the stove in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
But if it's in the winter time, take you a cover and put over you. I've taken many a nap behind the stove, especially if I didn't feel very well.
Uh-huh.
That was always the place I wanted to be if I didn't feel good, was behind the stove.
And there was enough room back there.
Oh, yes, plenty of room. Just enough room for a good wide pallet and to cover up. If we had a cold or anything like that, Mother would come in and she'd say, "Now, Maud, you get up and go get in the bed. You've no business to be laying there on the floor with a cold like you've got. Go and get in the bed." And how I did hate to leave that warm spot.
had to leave the comfortable spot to go to bed. Huh?
And go into the old cold bed.
Do people dream much? Then.
Dream?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I did. We were always so tired when we play so hard all day and go to bed. I don't remember dreaming much when I was a youngster.
Mm.
I sure do now, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
From the time I go to bed until I wake up, I dream.
Yeah, I find the best sleeping pills I can take are aspirin. Just take an aspirin, it relaxes my body and I go right to sleep. I think it's all in my head.
I can't take aspirin. They don't sit good with my stomach.
Oh.
And,
mm-hmm. Oh.